Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. And we'll start with the news of Steve Bruce. He insists he's still working as hard as ever to get Matty Longstaff to stay at the club. Longstaff, who could leave his boyhood club at the end of the season, has been offered a five-year deal worth £30,000 a week by Udinese. Newcastle will be just due £400,000 in compensation if Longstaff were to leave for Italy at the end of his contract. The 20-year-old, who's featured in seven matches since his goal-scoring debut against Manchester United, earns just £850 a week on an academy deal. Bruce said, "Matty, I've got a meeting on Friday with him. I'm hoping that will be positive. I'm still hoping we can overcome something. We don't want to be losing our young players. We don't want to be losing our best players. It's important we try and get over the line with Matty. He's a young player from the area and we do not want to lose him." Moving on then, and Steve Bruce has spoken about a number of players that has impressed. He said a big change for Emil Kraft has helped as well. He said it's a real credit to the players who've come in. I was delighted for Bentaleb, Lazaro and Emil Kraft. They've all come here to try and prove themselves. They've all showed against Bournemouth the good players that they are. Moving on to Kraft specifically, he signed last summer from Amiens. He hasn't played since January. He said the switch from being a wing-back to just being a full-back has helped him enormously. And finally then into players that are progressing. And with Alan Saint-Maximin, and Bruce insists that it's a hands-off message all around, he can be a real informed player for the team. 23-year-old underlined his talent with a high-octane display with three assists in the game against Bournemouth, a performance which no doubt contributed to his nomination for the top-flight player of the month. Bruce insists he can have a really good future at St James's Park, and he's told suitors to look elsewhere if they're looking to make a bid. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.